listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Limestone Coast Police have made a public plea for assistance following the theft of a fire truck in Mount Gambier. It's believed the decommissioned truck was stolen from a business site on the morning of Sunday, April 28th. The vehicle is described as an early 2000s Mitsubishi, painted red and yellow with Queensland Fire and Rescue decals. SAPOL is urging anybody with information about the theft to contact Crime Stoppers. Organisers of Generations in Jazz are celebrating after the weekend's event and the announcement of a funding boost from the state government. Premier Peter Malinauskas was in town to make the announcement, and the kids who performed.
All that hard work they put in to be able to perform in Generations in Jazz, they do the performance and then they get that satisfaction at the end of it. It just sort of culminates into all this positive energy in the room amongst young people who have worked so hard.
Meantime, Generations board member Kylie Boston says it was a super successful weekend and a good chance to set kids on the path to a career in music.
We have a scholarship for both choir and instrument, and it was wonderful. Those 12 talented kids were fabulous as well. So it's their gateway to their future.
And a GoFundMe page has been launched to support a Mount Gambier teen with a deadly illness. 15-year-old Dexter is suffering from kidney and heart failure and currently awaiting the okay from doctors in Melbourne to receive a double organ transplant. If approved, Dexter's procedure would be the first of its kind in Australia. Taking a look at local sport now, and round 3 of the Limestone Coast Netball League was played on Saturday. West Gambier had the biggest win of the round, besting South 73-32, placing them firmly on top of the A-grade ladder. Elsewhere, North defeated Casterton Sanford 49-40 and Millicent beat East 47-40.